News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a quarter of six. Shannon Overby is here from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. What a great couple of weeks it's been.
Well, it just keeps going. It just doesn't stop.
And we're ready to host all those out of town. Well, it's not much of a drive from Houston, those following Rice, but...
We're not sold out this weekend. I don't think it'll be too crazy this weekend, but it is the season opener, so there'll be a lot of hoopla on campus for sure. So maybe this is your opportunity if you're local and you want to go up and kind of be a part of the whole pregame festivities. This may be the one for you to go. It may not be as crazy.
In fact, I heard Steve Miller today talk about the Spirit Walk has been relocated to the Association of Former Students building and coming down Houston that way.
Correct. Yeah, good thing you pointed that out. And that's information you can get on the A&M website so you can see exactly where you want to be to see everything.
Well, what can we find on Visit Aggieland?
Oh, we've got so much stuff going on. We revamped our website not too long ago, and we're really proud of it, but we keep trying to tweak it. One thing we've got is a community calendar of events, and that's a great place that if you've got friends and family coming in and maybe y'all are not going to the game, it's a great place to look and see what else there is going on in the community. Or if anyone out there is hosting some sort of an event or wants to get some publicity for an event that's open to the public, you can certainly post your events there on the calendar itself. It takes 24 hours for us to make sure it doesn't say party at Bob's house or something, but it's a great tool. And currently we're trying to start populating that calendar for holiday events. We'll start to do some marketing for specifically coming into Bryan College Station during the holiday time to take part in some of the festivities. So if you've got events, church groups, anything, dance groups, theater companies, whatever it may be, put it on there on our calendar for the holiday so we can start publicizing all that.
And remind listeners of the website.
It's really easy. It's visitaggieland.com.
Let's also talk about an award that you all have received from the Texas Association of CVBs.
We're a part of that association where we meet up with all of our counterparts from across the state of Texas and the state of Louisiana and Oklahoma. They also are a member. And we enter things into an idea fair that are judged. And we've won several awards over the years, but the one we're really proud of this year is we were voted best mobile website in the state in our budget category. And our budget category is 1 million plus, which means we're in there with Dallas and Houston and San Antonio, so with the big dogs as well. So we're really proud of it. And if you have a mobile device and you go to visitaggieland.com, it pulls up our mobile site, and it's very user-friendly, and it's just a great tool to have.
In fact, that's something to pass on to those that we know that will be coming in for, like Kyle Field or something else later in the year.
Absolutely, because you can check hotel availability. You can see what all's going on in the community. You can find information on attractions, hours, cost. Everything is right there at your fingertips, literally at your fingertips.
Well, and it goes full circle back around to what you were just saying about those who have holiday events coming up. It's going to be on that mobile device as well as on traditional website.
Exactly. And we'll be pulling from that to, traditionally December is a little bit of a quieter and slower month in our community. And we want to be sure that we are promoting our community during that month or for people to come during the month of December so that they can experience what we have to offer and then plan return trips. So we're trying to populate what it is. I know the Bush Library will have a great exhibit. Messina Hoff has some things going on. Of course, the Christmas parade, the marathon, Christmas at the Creek. We've got a whole bunch of different things. So we'll be pulling everything together, utilizing that and putting together some marketing pieces as well as doing some online advertising.
It's a great problem to have so many events and wanting more.
Exactly. We try to kind of, another thing that the calendar really helps out with is you're able to look and see if you are planning an event, you can look and see what else is being planned on the same time so that we don't have a whole bunch of overlap. Let's spread those things out so that we can encourage people to come and stay for multiple days in our area. Instead of having everything happen on the same day. So it's a great tool to use for that as well.
Visiting with Shannon Overby of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, let me, in the same vein, throw out another pitch to apply for hot money if you think of this, your event's going to be able to draw people to stay overnight.
Exactly. We have a hot money is hotel occupancy tax dollars, and that is the visitor tax that the visitors pay when they stay in our hotels. We utilize that money to market to bring other events to our community, and we have a great opportunity just started this current fiscal year, and it has been approved again for future years, but we have a pot of money that we're able to dole out, so to speak, based on an application process, and you can get that application from us. We've changed it up a little bit to where you'll be presenting to a panel one or two times a year, and then having that money allocated at that time. But anything that any festivals or events or large conferences that bring in a good number of people to stay in our hotels, you know, and spend money in our community, this you can apply for this, and there's a formula, and you get a little bit of money that can go to help you with your advertising or your facility costs or whatever. And it's any kind of event, sporting event, conferences, festival, concerts, anything. And you can get more information from us on that.
Anything else I've missed?
I did want to mention, you mentioned our award for the Idea Fair. Mm-hmm. I would like to say that the CVB, the Bryan College Station CVB, received their accreditation through the International Association of CVBs just last month as well. And we're really proud that we're one of 156 convention and visitor bureaus in the world that have received that accreditation. So we're really proud of that.
Applause to you and everybody at the office.
We've got a good team.
And to the board and to everybody else who keeps you all in line.
Absolutely. We are a good team, all of us.
All right. Again, visit aggieland.com for the latest information. And Shannon, as always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Shannon Overby, the president of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.